Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah, she's breaking the news. I said hello, darling. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room sway while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proud to be sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold Vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt, the owner, and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from the factory noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. Actually, a funny noise in the engine, not a factory noise in the engine. Well, they're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, but not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right. Only $17.95 and $27.95. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And Bricconi's, this is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a family small business that has been owned and operated for many years in Naperville. Check them out on the north side of town. You can give them a call at 630-717-9530. Don't forget to ask for the Dolly special. That's the famous meatball pizza. Not on the menu, you have to ask for it, the Dolly special, meatball pizza. If you've never had one before, don't take my word for it. Go over there. No, you should take my word for it. Go there and ask for it. It is absolutely fantastic. Check out Bricconi's on the north side of town. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show in your first lesson. Your dance first dance lesson is absolutely free. Yes, we're all about the free stuff on this show. The number there is 630-355-6240. Thank you to Naper Settlement, also another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play at napersettlement.org. Don't forget, Walking Wednesday is still happening through the summer, and Naper Nights is happening this weekend. Why not spend a beautiful night at Naper Settlement enjoying some live music? I like to call it the Ravinia on the southwest side. Check out napersettlement.org. First Comes Fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? You look at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, You can work for it together with Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness. She's now available to help you out. She's not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn Shook can help you get in your pre-baby weight clothes. If you're looking to get stronger, I know I am. Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. Check out Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook, where you can message her to schedule a free consultation. Don't forget to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is NapervilleAlarm.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, NapervilleAlarm.com, they have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, a new sponsor, I should add, is the Harvest Room in Palos Heights. They're a small team with a big idea, a delicious restaurant that brings you a simple concept from farm to your table. They specialize in fresh, from scratch cuisine, harvest locally and seasonally. Check out their offerings. Grass-fed beef, Miller's Farm chicken, and cage-free eggs. Two Sisters Brews, an organic loose-leaf tea blended in-house. Organic and natural items included in a fully natural children's menu. Check out the Harvest Room in Palos Heights. Thanks to them for being a brand-new sponsor. Another brand-new sponsor is Emergency Photography. Lisa Dawn, an expert in photography for weddings, clients, portfolios, corporate. You name it, she can do it. Check out emergencyphotography.com on the web. And also, finally, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Farm in lovely, beautiful, rural Oswego, Illinois. Yes, everybody, that is where I'm getting married. September 2nd, to be exact, at North Fork Farm in beautiful Oswego. They offer a full-service facility for weddings, parties, anniversaries, corporate events, lots of other events that you are looking for. Give them a call, Pete and Lori at North Fork Farm. Number is 815-768-5400, or check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, you've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is Dolly. So good to hear from all of you. Thank you for all the messages on the web, email, Facebook. Hello to everybody at WCKG, 1530 AM. To all my listeners on Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where the show began. All my loyal, longtime listeners. We're almost going on 5 years with this show. A shout out to 1010 News Talk, who carries the show every morning long. And thanks to everybody who follows along on Facebook, Twitter, at Good Dolly Show, and on our Instagram page. Welcome to the program. Hey, what's the good word, everybody? I love hearing your good news. This show is all about good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. We definitely have some very good news to bring you this week. I'm excited because I've discovered a new craze happening in a little town called Naperville. Now it's not so little. It seems like it, but in Naperville, there's a new craze. It's called Kindness Rocks Naperville. And we're going to have one of the founders of this new craze, this campaign, if you will. There's three moms that started this, and one of them, Ann Wang, is going to be joining us. Ann is the creative director of Kindness Rocks Naperville. She's going to be joining us shortly here to talk about what this is all about. And if you're not in Naperville, don't worry, you're not missing out. And let's give us some tips proudly on how you can start your own campaign in your own neck of the woods. But I wanted to bring this to all of your attention to show you how simple kindness is and how simple it is to start something that reminds us all of what's important in life, being good to each other. We talk about this on the show, taking care of each other. So I'm really excited to talk about this new program. I don't know if it's a non-for-profit just yet. It just started up. So we're going to talk to Ann Wang shortly about all of that. But right now, you're listening to The Good Show on WCKG 1530 AM.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Lots of good things happening all around Chicagoland. I want to make you aware of a couple of events. The Lust Garden Foundation is hosting their 7th annual Naperville Pancreatic Cancer. That's on Sunday, July 23rd, coming up just around the corner this weekend at the Naperville Pavilion along the Riverwalk. So if you'd like to sign up for that, it's not too late. You can check out Lust Garden, lustgarden.org to sign up for that. The Naperville Walk lead, my dear friend Ann Zetiker, who is one of my favorite gals from the Northwest side, who also just so happens to be one of those that also started Kindness Rocks. Naperville is actually her idea, and I'm so very proud of her. But so Ann will be at the walk this weekend. She's not going to be talking about Kindness Rocks Naperville. We've got Ann Wang coming on, not to confuse you all. But Ann will be out this weekend for the 7th annual Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. It's not too late to sign up or to help out. From what I heard, there's about 600 walkers this weekend. Unbelievable. Come a long way since she started this 7 years ago. Her father unfortunately passed away from pancreatic cancer so quickly. It's one of those cancers that for most people, unfortunately, when you find out, it's really, there's not much that can be done. It's a wicked, nasty type of cancer, deadly, probably one of the most deadly. And there's lots of funding and treatment and medical research happening. And Ann is leading the crusade to make that happen. And we're just so proud of her and all that she has done and how far she's come in raising almost, I think it's over $500,000 for pancreatic cancer, for the Lust Garden Foundation. All the monies, 100% go to finding a cure for pancreatic cancer. So as I said, this is 7 years in the walking, or in the making, walking. I'm reading the word walk. Never do that. I'm really proud of Ann and all she's done. So if you have a chance to come out to the Riverwalk this weekend and want to be still a part of this, you can check it out on the website. Website. It's these dang Invisalign. I can't talk anymore. I'm almost done with these Invisalign. Getting there. I will keep you posted. I'm going to be posting before and after pictures. But lustgarden.org. Let's not digress here. Check out the Naperville Walk for Cancer Research on Sunday, July 23rd. Show. Is very proud to be a sponsor of that walk. Okay, we've got so much to tell you about. We also wanted to let you know about some wine festivals happening. I've got the information here. Where is that? Wine festivals. I got it. Yes, I do. The Naperville Wine Festival. Kemper Lisnick is the company that puts together these wine festivals, all for charity, and we are sponsoring two of them, Naperville Wine Festival, which is happening in August, that's Friday, August 25th and 26th, as well as the Windy City Wine Festival. That's happening in September 8th and 9th, so there you go, back-to-back wine festivals. I think you can handle that, especially you wine drinkers, you can handle this. not too big of a gap, but enough, you got a weekend or two to recover before the next wine festival, so I definitely encourage you to go out. Thanks to U.S. Bank for sponsoring the Windy City Wine Festival and Northwestern Mutual Chicago and for sponsoring Naperville's Wine Festival. We're really proud to be a part of this. And my good friend Kathy Bouchard with Le Chocolat in downtown Naperville will be out there with her chocolate wine pairing bars and lots of other great vendors. So a lot of good things happening. Why don't you make you aware of that? Okay, as promised, I wanted to tell you we've got some really good news. We have Ann Wang on the line who's going to be talking about Kindness Rocks Naperville. She's the creative director of that group. It was started by three moms. And Ann, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Ann, for calling into the show and letting us know more about this. Now, is this an official non-for-profit or is this still very new? Tell us the status of it right now, and then let's get into how did you, I love it. Moms get together, and we get so creative.
Yes.
I'm not surprised this happened, but tell us,
right.
Is this a non-for-profit? Can people Is this registered
as
a non-for-profit?
It's definitely
now?
Non-for-profit. Yep, it's non-for-profit. And it's a
definitely. When did you start this?
Well, this has only been going on for a little over 2.5 weeks, I would say, about maybe 3 weeks. It's not a new idea, but it definitely is a new idea to Naperville. This was actually started out in Cape Cod by some woman. And since then, the idea has spread through various states and actually several different countries as well. So Ann Zediker heard about this through her aunt who lives in Elmhurst and thought it was a great idea. They had it going on in Elmhurst, and she said, I'm surprised Naperville doesn't have something like this. So Ann called up myself and our other mom friend, Kristen Kacharski, and the three of us all brainstormed and sort of got it going. So we now have Kindness Rocks of Naperville. You can follow us on Facebook. If you just go in the search bar and type Kindness Rocks Naperville, our Facebook group comes up, and we are more than happy to add members. I just checked before I called in, and currently we have about 531 members, and it's just been growing every day.
Wow.
Which is great. It's been a lot of fun.
That is so fantastic. So Ann heard about this group, and she said, we need to bring this to Naperville. And you and Kristen Kacharski?
Uh-huh. Kristen Kacharski and myself.
Kristen is the marketing director.
Yes.
Ann had the idea. Kristen is the marketing director, and you're the creative director. And
exactly.
Now, are you three stay-at-home moms, or you guys have other jobs? What are we?
I know, yeah, it's busy, but we do, I'm actually a preschool teacher. Right now, obviously, I'm free in the summer, so most of us, our schedules are freed up a little bit right now in the summer, so really, we just got this going. All of our children are high school level and middle school level now, so they're getting a little older, but all ages love it. My high school daughter sat down for me one night, helped painted rocks. We went out and hid some, and then the idea, it just keeps going and going. Look on our Facebook page. Yeah.
Yes, they have a Facebook page, Kindness Rocks Neighbor, but really the idea is, let's get to that so people understand, it's about painting rocks, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, then you're hiding them in planting beds and places all over town. And
exactly.
Then if someone comes across it, what do they do?
If you come across one of the rocks, if you feel like some of them are just painted cute faces or pictures, some have inspirational messages on them. So if you come across a rock and you feel like maybe it was meant for you, or your child really likes it, you're more than welcome to keep it. Some people just take those same rocks and rehide them. Or some just go home and paint their own rocks with their kids and go out and hide a bunch of rocks everywhere. So what we do on the backs then, we put hashtags on them. So it's either Kindness Rocks Naperville, or for short, KRN, or Naperville Rocks on the backs. And then we can kind of track them that way as well. They've slowly been traveling out of state too now, so...
Nice.
Word
spreads quick. That's for sure. Well, we're talking to Ann Wang, who is one of the creators of Kindness Rocks Naperville. It's a group. They're on Facebook, and they've got over 525 members so far in just less than 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amazing.
We also had support. We also had support last Saturday, Learning Express. They actually sell rock painting kits there as well. You can either go that route, or you can just find rocks on the streets, paint them any way you want. But they hosted an event last Saturday and sort of tied it in with our idea. And they had two sessions of rock painting, and it was such a huge turnout. They added a third session, and they were completely full with children and parents. They are thinking about adding another rock painting event more towards the start of the school year at the end of August.
Oh, I love it. Well, hats off to Learning Express for that and for launching this great program, Kindness Rocks Naperville. If you want to start one in your own neighborhood, how do you do that? Is there a website they can go on to help get it going?
You could just go on to just, I think there is a basic website out there, just like Kindness Rocks, if you just typed it in a search bar, mm-hmm. and you can kind of get the whole background on the idea, how this had started in Cape Cod and then had just spread to various cities and states. But it was, Ann Zediker created our Facebook page for us. And she first went to the Naperville Parks District to get permission to do this. We just didn't want to have any liability or trouble along the way and just make it safe for everybody. So the Park District was thrilled with our idea, and they recommended hiding the rocks in planting beds and planters, and just try not maybe on, like, walkways or paths where people could trip or get hurt.
Yeah, we don't want anybody tripping over the rocks.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. So we got there. They were thrilled with our idea. And then after that, we had our Facebook page go live. And just between the three of us moms, started inviting all of our mom friends on there. And it's just spread. Those moms will invite their moms. And everybody's just been joining our webpage. So it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Well, what do us moms do a lot when we're raising our children? We raise them to be nice. You know, I always tell my kids it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And I love
exactly.
this rock kind of reinforces what Mom always said. If this inspires you to paint a rock or pick up a rock or pay it forward somehow, or just, you know, remind you to just be a better person, be kind. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's not a sign of weakness at all
exactly.
to be nice. I tell this to my kids all the time. And it's a sign of strength. It's better to choose the high road. And, you know, sometimes people are mean because they're hurting. And that's how you
exactly.
have to approach that. And so it's just having that mindset. Now, the rocks, so people see the rocks. I should back up a little bit. The three moms, when you got together, were you thinking, you know, we need more kindness in this town? What made you start this? I mean, this is a great town, a lot of kind people, but
exactly. We just thought this
was
something.
You want to send a message to your children? Oh, sorry.
Yes. Exactly. We just thought this was a great idea, inexpensive, any mm-hmm. age level can do it, and there's so many kids in Naperville, so we were actually sort of surprised that something like this wasn't already going on. And you just see on our Facebook page all these happy, smiling kids who just get thrilled when they find one of the rocks. So, it's really cute. So,
yeah. You just hope when they see those rocks that they, you know, that message is ingrained in their head that, you know what, I'm going to be a nice person. We need more nice people in
exactly.
the world. We're very fortunate in Naperville to have that kind of feel and those type of people that live here. But, you know, there's other places in the world they're struggling, and it's not so easy to be nice when you've got a lot of worries and you don't live in these beautiful, you know, a beautiful town such as Naperville.
Exactly.
Not Naperville at all. Just saying that, you know, it's one of those messages that that rings for everybody in every community. And we just, as parents, this is another way of helping us teach our children that kindness is the way to go. Being nice is the way to go. Oh, gosh.
True.
I love it. Hashtag is Kindness Rocks Naperville.
Yes.
Paint that on your rocks. I painted rocks with my kids when we were little. And I don't even, now that this campaign started, I thought, where are those rocks that we painted?
I know. I know.
So much fun.
And it's
and
been fun.
Really
some
creative.
People,
I've seen,
those. Yeah, some people haven't even heard about this yet, and they're just finding the rocks. And then by using the hashtags, they've kind of found our Facebook page and said, I didn't even know this was going on, but I found one of your rocks. So that's fun, too, when they don't even know about it and just stumble upon it, and then they end up on our Facebook page.
I love it. And that Facebook page, I think just people are posting clues to finding some rocks, too. How fun is that?
They are. Some people post clues. They'll say, today, like when I did it, I live in South Naperville, so I said I was going to be hiding them in Ashbury neighborhood around the baseball field and Prattle Park. So, but some people take pictures kind of where they're hidden. So, yeah.
What are those little yellow guys? I just saw a rock on Facebook. Those minions? Is it the minions? I saw some kids painting minions on rocks.
Oh, there's some minions. Yes, that's really popular.
Oh,
and
so cute.
Emoji face rocks. If you need inspiration, too, Pinterest has plenty of ideas on there, too. If you just type in Kanye's rocks, there's pages and pages of ideas to paint.
I love it. And guess what? This weekend, our friend Ann Zediker, I know she's your buddy, too,
yes.
Ann. She is having or hosting, she's the Naperville lead for the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk. And that's July 23rd, folks, so you can still attend that. But they're going to be decorating purple inspirational rocks for a cause.
Exactly.
For pancreatic cancer. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are going to start, you know, we were just letting this take off a little on its own first. And then we were going to start looking into some people have actually come up to us and asked us about even painting rocks for certain causes. So we thought that was a great idea, too. So we were going to start that with her walk this weekend on July 23rd. And she painted tons of purple rocks, and the kids can come out and paint them there. And that will give more exposure, too, to what's going on. And then we'll take it from there. If there's other events and things, we'll be painting rocks everywhere.
Fantastic. Well, the group is called Kindness Rocks Naperville. Ann Wang, thank you so much for calling in to the show. And say hello to Kristen and Ann, my buddy from the Northwest side.
I will.
And thank them for three moms from Naperville making another big difference in our communities. And if you'd like more inspiration, check out their Facebook page. Thanks, Ann, for all you're doing.
Thank you.
And good luck with the event. I'm sure with those 500 plus walkers, Ann Zediker is going to have the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk. We'll get the word out even more. Niceness, kindness is good. Let's keep it going. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you so much.
We are almost out of time, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in again to another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. If you can find the time, please go to our Facebook page, like the page, share it with your friends, go to our Twitter, follow us along. What a great show we've had. I love this show. I love all the sponsors of the show. I want to thank you for keeping this show going and for enabling us to keep getting the word out about these worthy causes and non-for-profits that are making a huge difference in our world. On that note, be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Stay positive and take care of each other. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello. Versus now Dolly Day. A new holiday for us all to share. Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared. So Dolly never